And now this is a dictation with Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, November 2338, addresses a letter, Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 9535339. Dear Dr. Kabir, a follow-up for Mrs. Graham, Mr. Graham, who has the absence of the left kidney and chronic kidney abnormalities. We were forced to do a telemedicine because of problems with office staff, denies hospital visits, denies recurrent kidney stone symptomatology, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, minor hemorrhoids with minor bleeding, stable edema, compressing stockings, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Wife participated on the encounter, review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Toprol and Lasix. Blood pressure at home, 124.72, weight is stable, 178. He's able to speak in full sentences. He is hard of hearing, however. He follows cardiology, Lansing, Dr. Cho, T-H-O, for prior aortic valve replacement and recent mitral valve click within the last 1 year, apparently stable. Next paragraph, chemistries. The last one I have is March. He's due for labs this month. No anemia. Normal white blood cell platelets. Normal electrolyte acid base. Creatinine baseline at 2, representing a GFR 32 stage 3B. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3B, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. He has only one kidney with congenital absence of the left-sided. He understands that any recurrent calcium oxalate stone is an urgency that needs to be evaluated carefully. There is no need for EPO treatment. He has no anemia. Potassium acid base, calcium phosphorus nutrition is normal. Underlying aortic valve replacement, mitral valve click, clinically stable, no evidence of decompensation of CHF. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.